Stage and screen star Norman Lloyd, known for Saint Elsewhere and Hitchcock's Saboteur, dies at 106. By Breitbart News on May 12, 2021. Los Angeles, AP, Norman Lloyd, whose role as kindly Dr. Daniel Auchlander on TV's Saint Elsewhere was a single chapter in a distinguished stage and screen career that put him in the company of Orson Welles, Alfred Hitchcock, Charlie Chaplin and other greats, has died. He was 106. Lloyd manager, Marion Rosenberg, said the actor died Tuesday at his home in the Brentwood neighborhood of Los Angeles. His credits stretch from the earliest known U.S. TV drama, 1939's On the Streets of New York on the nascent NBC network, to 21st century projects including Modern Family and The Practice. If modern film history has a voice, it is Norman Lloyd's. Reviewer Kenneth Turan wrote in the Los Angeles Times in 2012 after Lloyd regaled a Cannes Film Festival crowd with anecdotes about rarefied friends and colleagues including Charlie Chaplin and Jean Renoir. The wiry, 5'5" Lloyd, whose energy was boundless off-screen as well, continued to play tennis into his 90s. In 2015, he appeared in the Amy Schumer comedy Trainwreck. His most notable film part was as the villain who plummets off the Statue of Liberty in 1942's Saboteur, directed by Hitchcock, who also cast Lloyd in the classic thriller 1945 Spellbound. His other movie credits include Jean Renoir's The Southerner, Charlie Chaplin's Limelight, Dead Poets Society with Robin Williams, In Her Shoes with Cameron Diaz and Gangs of New York with Daniel Day-Lewis. On Broadway, Lloyd played the fool opposite Louis Calhoun's King Lear in 1950, co-starred with Jessica Tandy in the comedy Madam Will You Walk and directed Jerry Stiller in The Taming of the Shrew in 1957. He was also part of Welles' 1937 modern dress fascist era production of Julius Caesar that has gone down in history as one of the landmark stage pieces in the American theater. Norman played the small but key role of Cinna the Poet, opposite Welles' Brutus. Stage magazine put Welles on its June cover and proclaimed the production one of the most exciting dramatic events of our time.